Kyle Stanton has never. Ability to go up and down the field as quickly as he did.
Yeah, all game long. They had a good game plan coming in, but you know, it was great. I mean, I love it when they blitz us like that. It makes everything a lot easier. So I think we took advantage of it in the right way and got some big plays out of it.
Did it make your choices easier? Going with the ball when they blitz?
When they blitz like that, it creates holes in the defense, and they have guys dropping and doing responsibilities that they're not used to. So it's just it's good matchups for us.
What are you thinking when you get the ball back with over a minute left? Is it the same old thing, or is it a different kind of game?
I mean, obviously, there was a lot of excitement in the stadium today. The crowd was on fire, especially at the end there with the defense. I mean, I've never heard them that loud in my short time here. So it was a good two-minute drill. You know, a lot of good execution across the board. Every guy stepping up in their own way. I thought the line did a great job today, just through and through, giving me time. Like you said, they brought a lot of pressure, and I thought they did a phenomenal job for us.
Staying with the run, even though it wasn't that effective, did that help you out just in terms of having balance and play action?
Yeah, I think, you know, the time of possession I just saw a little while ago was in our favor, which is always a good thing. It helps our defense out. It helps our offense get in a rhythm. But, you know, just finishing drives is really where we have to get to right now.
Marquise Goodwin is probably playing the best football of his career. And early in the season, before you got here, he might have had some issues catching some passes. Where does your confidence in him stem from?
You know, just the hard work he puts in. I mean, Keese is, you know, he's one of the first guys that came up when I first got here and said hi to me and introduced himself. And he's just a hard worker. And you really got to tip your hat to that. I mean, the extra time that we put in, and not even just with him, but with all the skill position players, I mean, the extra meetings we have, the stuff in practice, the extra routes, it's starting to pay off now.
This is your guys' third comeback win now in three games for you. Does this feel repetitive, like it's kind of funny? Like, oh, here we go again?
Well, we'd like to win by a lot. That would make things a lot easier. But, no, it's I said this a couple weeks ago when we beat one in Chicago. You know, we're a young team. We're learning how to win, and I think these close games will only pay us they'll pay off in the long run. I think for next year and everything, we're not looking that far ahead, but it's good to be in these close games, and there's different ways to win in this league. It's not always going to be pretty. It's you got to grind it out sometimes.
I mean, this is the
timeout. Do you have a message? Do you say something to the offense, or do you just go out and let things happen?
I always say something to the offense before every drive. I'm always talking on the sideline. I think you know, that's one thing that our offense does a good job of. There's a lot of talking to each other, communicating what we saw out there, and it helps us in the next drive. And so, you know, there's a lot of confidence coming into that last drive. I think the guys, you know, we moved the ball well all day. And so we just needed to get in field goal range for Robbie, and he took care of the rest.
What was your message before the last?
I don't even remember, to be honest. one of those guys might remember, but just I mean, we had to execute. Two-minute drill comes down to execution at the end of the day. All the excitement's going on. You just have to stay cool and go execute.
With all that excitement, you and the fans, the players, and everything, you try to ride that excitement, or you try to dial back and be calm because you got to be there?
Yeah. Sure. You know, I think it's awesome for the fans to be excited. It as a quarterback, I just kind of, I don't know, I'm pretty even-keeled to begin with, so just go out there. I mean, we knew what we had to do, and we had to execute. So we knew we had to get to what yard line we had to get to and how many timeouts we had and all that stuff. So there's a lot of variables involved in it, so you're thinking of a lot of stuff. But I think it played out pretty well.
Jimmy.
One possession. They had the ball for like 12 minutes. How much did hitting that big one to Celek kind of maybe get you guys back on track just because you'd been off the field for so long?
Yeah, Celek time. That guy, he always finds a way. It's it was a big play. There was multiple big plays today. KB had a big one on the over-the-middle throw to him. I mean, there's guys stepping up all over the place, and that's what makes a good team. And, you know, we're building towards that, and we just have to keep it going week in and week out.
Jimmy, a lot of your teammates have talked about it. They thought you were going to be good, you know, when you came here, but you've exceeded their expectations. Have you exceeded yours in any way?
I set pretty high expectations for myself, and I hold myself to a pretty high standard, so I think it's you know, it's a work in progress. I mean, we still have two games left in the season. We got a really good team coming in here next week, and so we have to, you know, keep preparing, and going out to practice, having good practices. I think that's playing a huge role in this. You know, we go out Wednesday through Friday, and we're really putting the time, and it's starting to pay off.
Jimmy, what's your
Sorry, what'd you have?
Yeah, you mentioned wanting to
you know, punch the ball in, you get seven instead of three in these drives. What do you think the next step is to take to get to that level of, in the offense?
I'm not exactly sure. I think the coaching staff, they work extremely hard. They give us great opportunities and put us in good situations. And we as players just have to go capitalize on them. So it's not one specific thing. I think it's a multitude of different things. But I think we're going in the right direction. It's a hard situation, third down in the red zone. They're very specific, and things have to go perfectly. So it's we're still working towards it, and it's something for us to improve on.
Say anything to Robbie before he goes out?
Absolutely not. No. Yeah, he's in the zone. I mean, I know how that is. I don't know how that is for him, but just going out for the 2-minute drill, we went and handled our business, and he handled his, and that's what a good team does.
Jimmy, what's your leadership style, and how did you go about coming in the middle of the season and trying to win the respect of your teammates?
I don't know. I've never really sat back and try to figure out my leadership style. I think it just kind of comes naturally. I try to go out there and help the guys around me be as good as they can be and put them in a good situation to win. And I think that's ultimately what makes a good quarterback.
All right, last one, Nick.
It's your third start, first time you've been able to start 3 games in a row in the NFL. How much fun are you having?
It's fun. It is very fun. Football, I mean, at the end of the day, it's a little kid's game that grown men get to play, and just privileged to get to do that every day.